For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. Adam Edlin is one of four Democrats running for governor in Kentucky this year. He's a businessman from Lexington who previously served as state auditor before he lost re-election in 2015. And Edlin is doing something most Democrats running for statewide office in Kentucky have avoided, running as a progressive. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has this profile.
A few years ago, Adam Edlin was a rising star in the Kentucky Democratic Party, which really needed to deepen its bench of politicians if it wanted to stay relevant in increasingly Republican Kentucky.
Maybe this side of the aisle should put down the books of Ayn Rand and pick up the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
That was Edlin at Fancy Farm in 2015. That line got picked up by a bunch of national media outlets, including the Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC.
He is the best Southern Democratic politician I have seen speak at an event like this since, like, John Edwards before he became a terrifying creep.
Edlin was running for re-election to the office of state auditor, where in his first term he had completed some pretty high-profile projects. He exposed former agriculture commissioner and UK basketball star Richie Farmer as a corrupt grifter and discovered that law enforcement across the state were sitting on more than 3,000 untested rape kits. But then he lost to State Representative Mike Harmon, a relatively unknown Republican state lawmaker.
We've got to have people present making the case in every county, no matter how difficult the challenge.
That's Edlin a year later, reflecting on his loss and Democrats' losses in the presidential election and the Kentucky House of Representatives that year. He said Democrats weren't doing a good enough job getting their message out beyond urban areas.
Because ceding a portion of your state or your country to the other party is beneath the dignity of any party that claims to be the party of the people.
But there were larger forces at work. Even though Kentucky has long been dominated by Democrats, it's been reliably creeping towards Republicans over the last 20 or 30 years. And to deal with that, Democrats running for statewide office in Kentucky have skewed conservative on issues like guns, the environment, abortion, and gay marriage, positions that, in recent years, have left behind more liberal urban voters in a failed attempt to pick up rural ones. But in his bid for governor this year, Edlin has cast aside most of that script. He supports abortion rights.
I am unapologetically a strong advocate of a woman's right to make her own health care decisions.
He wants to build solar farms on top of abandoned coal mines.
No one can plausibly make the case that we can grow the economy unless we embrace the promise of renewable energy.
And he wants to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana possession.
We just cannot afford folks in a state this broke to spend $50 million a year prosecuting 11,000 people for possession of small amounts of marijuana.
But Edlin is facing the headwinds of low name recognition. To try and shore that up, Edlin has dropped a ton of money, almost $1 million, on advertising.
You know who Andy Beshear's dad is. I want you to meet mine.
He's able to do that partly because of his running mate, Gil Holland, who loaned the campaign $1.5 million out of a total $2.4 million raised so far. Holland is a Louisville filmmaker and real estate mogul. He's married to Augusta Brown Holland, who also sits on the board of Brown Foreman. But Edlin likes to characterize himself as an outsider, or at least he likes to point out that he's not the son of a former governor, unlike the presumed Democratic frontrunner, Andy Beshear.
Our broken politics want to convince you that the only alternative to the current dysfunction and division in Kentucky is dynasty. Folks, we are better than that.
But Edlin isn't exactly a newcomer to state politics. Before his four-year stint as auditor, he served as former Governor Steve Beshear's chief of staff, as Kentucky's director of Homeland Security, and he got his big break as a staffer in Governor Paul Patton's office. The primary election is May 21st. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.